Blog Talk Radio.
Complete and total fake. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Ooh, I'm excited as we talk about destiny today. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You asked some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. And I say wow, and it's not a cliche when I say wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering, but that's what you say, our faithful listeners. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Again, each installment of Motivational Monday is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of where we will be going on today's program. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And then we are going to open our programming up for your audience participation, so get ready, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This always lends to a very rich and interactive environment, which we truly encourage and we truly love. So at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, we encourage you to chime right on in. We open with asking a few questions, and I want to remind you of those very questions, because I want you to process and think about what is being asked. Are you denying you? Are you living a complete lie? Is your life a fake? Is it a facade? Well, I want you to know you have tuned in on the right day. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we're talking about becoming. What am I becoming, Coach Adams? Becoming your true, authentic self. Before we jump into today's programming and the topic with our in-studio guest, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send a fax. Send an email. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you and join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, iPads, laptops, desktops, tablets, whatever it is, your smartphone with your notes, you want to grab it. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, we're talking about becoming your true, authentic self. And I'm real excited about today's in-studio guest. And I'm excited because I know this individual to be one that truly is who she is without question. Evangelist Willette Hurst is an international speaker, author, and the founder of Driven to Empower You, LLC. Born in Santa Monica, California, and raised in West Hollywood, Willette is a mother of two and a grandmother, a preacher of persistence. She is passionate about helping people find clarity in their vision and seeing every obstacle as leverage to their success. I absolutely love that. However, she has dedicated herself to empowering people to live authentic, purposeful lives regardless situation. Willette finds it rewarding to be able to work with these clients and continues to seek more ways to bring people closer to their goals. In addition, Evangelist Willette Hurst is the author of two books. One, How to Stay on the Journey Regardless of the Rage, love that title, and Don't Kill Your Vision for Another Man's Baby. Evangelist Hurst, welcome to the virtual boardroom here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. It is so great to have you.
I am so honored to be here and just excited about what God is going to do on the broadcast tonight. I'm just excited how we're going to have a blast.
You know what? We are definitely going to have a blast. You know, and off the page of your bio, I think it's important to share with our global listening audience how you and I met. And I don't recall what year that was, and I know you can help me with that. But for those of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays, you are aware, and those that are tuning in for the first time, I serve a Christian-based organization called Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, founded by Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, and I am their global master trainer. And as it so turns out, Evangelist Hurst and I, we met through Boston Movement, and BOSS is a youth leadership training curriculum, And she became a trainer for the organization. And so we served together and we've grown together, both of us on our journey. Evangelist Hurst, if you were to describe who you are, who would you say Evangelist Hurst is?
Evangelist Hurst is a whole lot of women all wrapped up in one. And I always have people laugh because I say I'm a fully loaded weapon for Christ because of the journey that he's brought me through.
I love that. A whole lot of women. And yes, you are. And such richness makes up the layers of who you are. Evangelist Hurst, you know, we're talking about today becoming your true, authentic self. Well, when we look at becoming is moving from a lower level of potential to a higher level of actuality. And with that, when you look at authentic is undeniable. And so I ask you today, have you always walked your true, authentic self? What makes you an expert?
No, I didn't walk into my true, authentic self. I'm just now walking into my true, authentic self. I actually had to fail my way into finding out who Willette truly was. And I had to lose everything also in order to become who I am today.
Tell me a little bit more about the backdrop of your journey that allowed you to discover the true, authentic you and what gave you permission to walk in that.
Okay, so it's a story. So I'm born and raised, like you said, in Southern California. I was born in Santa Monica. I grew up in West Hollywood. So growing up in Southern California, it's a different type of lifestyle. You know, you grow up, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know anything. I had no self-esteem. Because my parents couldn't give me what they didn't have in them. I didn't know who I was, and your parents are the ones who set you up for success. Your home is the training ground for who you're going to be because they tell you who you are instead of the world trying to tell you who you're not. So growing up, if you were a type of person that had both parents, were raised a certain way, I would follow you. And then I would be like, oh, I would follow that person and be like that person. Then I'd be like, no. That something's wrong there. I would do that and keep doing that. I was like a chameleon. I did that most of my life. I was being a follower, following everybody else's destiny but my own. So I raised my family. I raised my kids. I raised everybody in my family and was still broken and didn't know who I was. And let me rewind a little bit how we met. When we first met, I used to look at the ground. I didn't know who I was. If I would be late in school because if I came late in school and you looked at me, I wouldn't come in the classroom. And so I came to Boston Movement and became a coach. And I was teaching the kids, which were a separate entity, I was teaching the kids how to have confidence, how to project their voice, how they have how to stand in attention. And I was teaching them how to do, like how you were saying on your announcement about faking it. I was teaching them how to become something I wasn't living. So when I came to
rich, Coach Willette, that's rich, Evangelist Hurst. I mean, I really want to, if I may, jump in there because many people are wearing masks. They're wearing masks. They are operating and moving throughout this world daily from a facade. They don't know who they are. And so tell us a little bit about how that made you feel, knowing that I'm trying to challenge these young people to be and to become something that I have not yet discovered.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was doing. I was teaching them as Christians, you have birthrights, confidence, courage, hope, belief, faith, trusting God as the source of your hope, and that you should be able to walk in a room with confidence, and you should be able to look at people in their eyes, give them a stiff handshake, sit in discipline, you know, not be afraid to take risks. But yet I was living a lie. I was teaching you to, I was being a hypocrite. I was teaching them to do certain things. They were being successful while I was being a public success and a private failure.
You know, I love your transparency, and I thank you so much for that, because I know that we have individuals that are listening in, and they are right in this place, in this zone of what you're referring to. And so share with us, what was the turning point for you? What helped you with now this awareness, I'm being a fake, and all of the layers of how that made you feel? What was the turning point for you as we're talking about becoming your true, authentic self?
What happened was my kids grew up, and I ended up getting, well, except for I have one child still left at home, I ended up losing everything because I got sick at my job. And I ended up having to stay in other people's homes. I became homeless in other people's homes. I had been working all my life and was serving in churches, even while I was bleeding from the inside out. But I was serving in churches. I was doing a lot of busy work. So I was serving, coaching the young people, and I had lost everything. So God sent me on an Abraham experience from California to Georgia. From California to Georgia. Now, mind you, I grew up in West Hollywood. I had no clue about the South whatsoever. I can't make soul food. I've never made greens a day in my life. My mama had two microwaves. I put sugar in my grits and equal if you mess with me. But he sent me to Savannah for a life experience where you can go through life and you can blame everybody for all your experiences that you went through. But who do you blame when you have to look at that person in the mirror and it's nobody but you, and you have to be honest with the person, the man and the woman that you see in the mirror? That became life transformational.
You know, I suddenly hear Michael Jackson singing.
Yeah, the man in the mirror.
Yeah, I suddenly hear the song. And, you know, I thank you again for your transparency, because you said something so key. You said, I was bleeding from the inside out. That I had brokenness from the inside out. And I know you're taking us on the journey, but I wanted to just interject, and I wanted to not really move over that term quickly, because that is so key. Many of us are bleeding from the inside out. We have holes in our souls. We have wounds. And we're trying to navigate through life, but yet we have such brokenness that prevents us from living and walking out our true, authentic self. So with this understanding that I'm bleeding from the inside out, lost everything, so on and so forth, I'm now on this journey in Georgia, where did you go from there?
Well, you know how we talk, you know how you get new relationships. You know, it's a joke that people always say when they get a new relationship, especially guys say it, and I'm making light of the situation. They say, you know, why you didn't, it, like two guys talking, why didn't you like the girl, that girl? Oh, she came with too much baggage. When I got to Georgia, I didn't have just a baggage. I had a luggage store when I went to Georgia. And so God had to take me away from everything I knew, everyone I knew, in order to do the work. So he actually had to unpack them suitcases one by one. Suitcase each had a name: rejection, abandonment issues, low self-esteem. And God, each suitcase had a different name, and he unpacked each one of those suitcases. And that's when I had to look at the woman in the mirror. I had to get naked with God and be honest with what I've seen. I had a lot of bipolar Christian moments. I had a lot of screaming, a lot of stuff talking to God, because he know what you feel anyway, but we want to try to keep it all cute and stuff, and that's not what he wants.
And so how did you deal with the areas that are now being revealed? You said rejection, low self-esteem. You had all of this luggage that had to be unpacked. And I love how you've identified those different areas. And so what was the process? Give us some empowerment, because someone else is sitting back and they're listening in today to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. They're, you know, captivated by your story, Evangelist Hurst, and what you're sharing so transparently. And they're thinking, wow, well, I'm dealing with rejection. I have low self-esteem. I have this or that and what have you. I have all of this luggage. What was the process that you went through? Give us some key steps so we can really begin this healing process. What helped you to become your true authentic self?
I had, the first step was being isolated with God, not being around like a whole lot of people and not really doing a lot of busy work like I was always doing. And to sit down and all those scabs and all this, those scars that I had with the luggage, I actually had to sit down and take the band-aids off that I kept replacing on top of those scars, on top of those wounds. I had to do the work. I had to give God's words more power than I gave man or woman's words. I had to look at the person that I saw in the mirror, and I had to forgive her, and I have to forgive other people that had hurt me along the way, and be honest with the stuff that I was feeling. I didn't deny what I was feeling. I embraced the good, the bad, the ugly of myself. I had to fall in love with who I saw in the mirror. I had to fall in love with Willette for the first time in my life.
I love that. You know, you shared some really key elements and nuggets. I'm telling you, I am thinking capturing some great notes, because you spoke about the luggage being your scars, and be it rejection, low self-esteem, whatever it was, and that you had to go through a season of isolation. Some may say, I was in the wilderness, and you were isolated. And during that time, you had to give God's word greater power. You had to forgive yourself. And, you know, for many, that is so huge, because we find it difficult to forgive ourselves. You said, hey, I can't deny what I'm feeling, can't deny all of these feelings. And there was so much more richness in what you shared. And so with all of that, what began to get you through this process of becoming your true authentic self? Did it happen overnight?
Oh, girl, no. It was so, painful. It was so much bipolar moments, because I would be like, oh yeah, God got it. Then I would get hit with something else, and then he would show me, because everything you think that one, like with the luggage, I would unpack one and think, okay, you got it going on, you know who you are. And then I get hit again, and he'd be like, okay, you clean that little stuff up right there, but now let's deal with this stuff over here. Now, okay, you and deal with that stuff like there. Let's do it. Now you got more work. It was more work. It was more work. So when I say I just didn't have the baggage, I had a full luggage store. So you got to deal with screaming. You got to deal with crying. You got to deal with a lot of pain. You got to deal with he plays stuff back in your head, conversations and stuff. And then, like, a lot of times we want to play a victim. Like, oh, you know, that person, like the marriage that failed, Oh, yeah, he was a bad person. He was this bad person. But let's keep it 100. What part did you play in it? In your homelessness, let's keep
that
it 100.
So
what part did you play
yeah.
in it?
Yeah.
So you had, I had
that
to get
so
ugly.
True.
I had to be real.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me ask you this, if I may, because I know there are people that are listening in, and you just took it to a whole nother level. They're like, Evangelist Hurst, I'm not trying to do all this work you talking about. What was it that had you to say, Willette Marie Hurst is worth this journey of discovery, this journey of doing the work. What was it in you that made you say, you know, what was the aha moment that made you say, no, I have to take this journey, regardless of how difficult it may be? Because when you start talking about all this, I'm like, ostrich, sand, head, you know, I can feel people in the atmosphere, or, you know, our listening audience, the airwaves, they're like, I'll put my head in the sand right here. This is too much. So help us to understand your mindset. And I know you're spiritually bipolar, but give us a greater insight on what was it that made you realize you were worth this journey?
Because I figured out after you had, I have been walking around, and then I don't know if I'm going this back or if I'm answering this question correctly for you. But the truth of the matter was, the only reason why I didn't know who Willette was because I was living on people's lies and their words. So I have been walking around with the words that people have spoke to me, you're never going to be nothing, or what the world said. The world said, like, if you look at TV, oh, you're supposed to weigh 125 pounds. Let me keep it 100. That was birth weight for me, if you want to play about that. But I'm saying that if I kept listening to everything that everybody kept telling me, so that what I had to do was I had gave everybody else's words more power than I gave God. And when I start giving God's words more power, when he said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, when the potter was telling me that he made the clay perfect, when he told me who I was and I started eating on his word, and I figured out who Willette was and who Willette wasn't, then to not follow them but follow him, then I started doing the work.
Now
it was a lot of work.
Differently. Yeah, but I'm seeing it differently because you, through God's word, if I'm hearing you correctly, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, but just reflecting on what I'm hearing, because this is so rich and insightful, and I know there are people listening in that's going to really get it. And so you realize, as you begin to spend more time with God, not who you were in those moments of brokenness and all of the baggage, beyond the negative words that have been spoken, because the reality is we are words. We're all made up of the words that were spoken into our lives, negative or positive words, whatever that may be. And you begin to see yourself from a different point of view, and that point of view being God, for your value increase. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Or with you, as we were saying in the social world, hashtag facts.
I saw myself right there, right? The
way I had to change the lens, the way I saw stuff. Like I was crying and screaming a lot of times, because the way I seen the isolation, I thought the isolation was punishment. I'm like, God, I was the one that always busted my butt to get stuff accomplished. I was always the one that did the right thing. And now you sending me across the world to Savannah, Georgia, and I'm thinking that it's going to be gravy. But now you making me do this. You know, what is this? So what he told me is that it wasn't isolation on punishment. It was isolation on purpose for your purpose.
So I love that. Yes, go ahead.
So I had to be isolated. I had to do the work. I had to spend more time with him. I had to listen to his words because he created me. All the stuff, and I was listening to the stuff I had been through, I had been looking at it totally wrong. I had a victim card that had a capital V on it. I was listening to it all wrong, and then he had to switch up the game and show me something totally different. He said, all the stuff that I had brought you through, it happened for you, not to you, because what I brought you through is I'm going to use it. Everything that you have ever been through, I'm going to use it. One tear that you have ever cried is not going to be wasted. One scream that you have cried is not going to be wasted. everything that you have been through has been for your purpose, on purpose. And once I got to look at it at a different perspective, then the whole game was switched up.
You know, what I love about what you said, and this is so key, because when you recognize that whatever we are processing through, that it is purpose on for purpose. Is that how you said it? I don't want to get it wrong.
That he did it, I was isolated on purpose for my purpose.
On purpose, for your purpose. And so I love how you said, now I was able to, in that time period, see things from a different lens. And I think many that are listening in, that's exactly what you need. You need to process and see things from a different lens and understand that wherever you are, this is a place that is on purpose for your purpose. You know, I think about many great hit songs come out of those moments of wilderness experiences, those seasons of isolation and great challenges, you know, so there's always something birthed in those seasons. And speaking of birthing, I know you're the author of two books, How to Stay on the Journey Regardless of Rage and Don't Kill Your Vision for Another Man's Baby. Now, is this a part of the purpose and the journey that you've been on? What we're talking about is some of these elements contained in either of these book projects. Tell us a little bit about that.
With both of them, the first book was actually, it was just an amazing experience. I have, because like I said, remember, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I carried. I was too busy letting the world tell me who I was. But God was telling me that everything was already in the house, which was me, but I didn't know it because I was listening to the wrong voices. So the first book was, people would say, oh, well, can you come over here? Can you do this? Can you come over here and help me birth my baby? Can you come over here and help me with my dream, vision, idea? Oh, yeah, I can do that. I sat still and stopped doing that and sat down and threw stuff together, the stuff that God had always downloaded to me, because God downloads stuff to you, for his purpose, only to you for what he wants you to do. So I actually sat down and put everything together and put that first book together. When I put that first book together and it said Willette Hurst, it wasn't about Willette Hurst's name. It was about giving birth to what was inside of me instead of aborting my baby all the time. I have been fostering other people's kids and babysitting other people's kids and was aborting the baby that he impregnated me with.
I love that, and that's so key because people will keep you busy. If you're not clear on your purpose, people will fill your agenda and your time with stuff. And so, you know, because I've often had people ask me, well, coach, how do you determine what you say yes to and what you say no to? And I tell them, for me, it's simple. If it's in alignment with God's assignment, it's a yes. But if it isn't, if it's going to take me off the course, it's a no. So everything I do, it reconnects to his assignment and his purpose. You know, I'm so intrigued by the title of Stay on the Journey Regardless of the Rage. What brought up this title? What's the singularity principle about this particular book project?
Because a lot of times when you're on your journey and you, like you said, the wilderness, or when you're on isolation, the storm's coming at you back to back. It's like you just going from one side to the other, and you get angry at God. You get angry about the people in your life, and you like, God, I don't want to do this. Take the cup away from me. I don't want to do this. But to stay on it no matter what, because he tells you that you're going to get to the other side, but he never tells you what you're going to go through before you get to the other side.
And that's so true, because we want the glory, as we've often heard, without the story. We want the testimony without the test. And there is no testimony without a test. There is no glory without a story. And whatever the hurt places are, whatever the wounds, whatever the circumstances, the stuff, if we just press forward, we will make it on the other side if we use that to grow. And many don't. They come out bitter instead of better. And I hear you saying this is about coming out better despite the challenges and not bitter. So stay on the journey. And then don't kill your vision for another man's baby. I think you kind of touched on that. But what was at the core of this particular project? What's the singularity principle of this project?
That whatever in your life, whatever God impregnated for you to birth out to the world, whatever he individually downloads what he needs you, what he created you to do, each individual person that he impregnated you with, man or woman or whatever, all the stuff that he has brought you through is for a purpose to give birth to that baby. That baby has to look like you. It has to look like you, and then you give it back to him. Like I said before, I have been babysitting other people's babies. I have been aborting mine. And thinking, giving more power to theirs instead of doing what I'm supposed to do and encouraging, edifying other people because I was not giving God's words enough glory than I was giving everybody else's. And I was too scared to do. I was, in other words, I was hiding my gifts and birthing everybody else's gifts.
Now, you know, what I love is that prior to the two projects that we're talking about, had you written a book before? Were you already a noted author?
Prior to this, I was a co-author with another, with 20 other authors.
Oh,
but it
really?
Was always so easy
that.
To do that. Yeah, it was always easy to do that. You know, jump on the boat with everybody else, jump on the train with everybody else.
And it definitely is different writing your own project and seeing that through to the fulfillment of it. So how can those that are listening in, they're saying, wow, I'm intrigued. I'm liking the titles. I'm interested. You know, how can I get either of the book projects that Evangelist Hirst has on the market or coming on the market? So tell them, how can they acquire more information about you and the project?
The two projects, the two books, How to Stay on the Journey Regardless of the Rage is on Amazon currently. The How Not to Kill, Don't Kill Your Vision for Another Man's Baby will be released on Friday on Amazon.
Perfect timing. So if they just go to Amazon on Friday or Saturday morning, they'll be able to get both projects. Again, the first is How to Stay on the Journey Regardless of the Rage and Don't Kill Your Vision for Another Man's Baby by Willette M. Hirst. Evangelist Hirst, I'm so excited to just really jump into our global listening audience. I love to give them the opportunity to maybe ask a question, make a comment around what the topic is. And so with that, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. We welcome your interaction. So press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516. 453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would love to hear from you. Are you taking anything away from this hour of empowerment and what has been shared by Evangelist Hirst on our subject that we're diving in today on? And that is becoming your true, authentic self. as we hang out and just continue our dialogue, we get in. Woo, we have several people in the queue. Ha! I'm happy I looked before I said that. So we'll bring in our first caller. Area code 919, last four digits, 8250. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Minister Ouellette.
Well, hello, ladies. My name is Kim Brown, and I have been blessed to cross paths with Miss Ouellette, and it was amazing. Talking about unpacking, I am a 12-year cancer survivor, and I was holding it. I wouldn't unpack it, and she walked past me one day, and I had to let it out. And my life has been amazing. This woman is an amazing woman of God. Her books are straight to the point and the truth for young ladies and young men. And I just think Miss Ouellette has changed my life, and she's very amazing. I thank God for her and whatever purpose, and I just keep on writing them, please, sister.
Well, thank you
so
much, caller, for chiming in. We so appreciate that, and we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. I ask that you press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. We'll go to our next caller. I'm seeing all ones. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Hurst. Caller, you are live.
Is that me?
It is
Hello? You.
Hello, you're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Hurst.
Good evening, Coach Adams, and good evening, Ouellette Hurst. I know Ouellette Hurst from many years ago. We attended the same church. And I just wanted to call in and let her know that I'm supporting her. She's doing a great job. I love her very much. And even though she left me here on the West Coast, she still reaches out and keeps in touch with me. And we get to see each other every so often. But we remain in contact. And she's doing a great job. She's been through a lot. But the Lord has brought her a long way. And the Lord will take her even farther. So I thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. And I know that you're in relationship with Evangelist Hurst. I'm just curious, based on what was shared tonight, was there a particular thing that stood out for you that you're taking away, any key nugget or gem that you would like to share?
I really loved how she was talking about listening to God's word and not man's word. And I think that's so very important. And I think that's something that really needs to be impressed upon people, especially young people, because she and I have worked with the youth for so many years. And that is most definitely something that needs to be impressed upon them, is to look to God for his approval and for his word as opposed to the world, because what the world will tell you is fantasy and just downright lies quite often. And you know the only way that you're going to really get far and make it is if you let the Lord take control and lead.
Absolutely. Well, caller, I thank you so much for your rich interaction. To both of our callers that have already spoken, if you'll hit 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourselves from the host queue, just in case you have another question, that would be much appreciated if you've already spoken. We're going to our next caller, and it looks like we have area code 972-3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Hurst.
Well, hello. This is Apostle Dr. Linda Holiday. I'm calling all the way from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you for being here.
Well, it's been a joy. I have just really been enjoying this subject this evening because it's so important for us to really open up the luggage because, you know, Evangelist Hirsch, you said that you didn't just have baggage, you had some luggage. And so I really thought about that, and you talked about the fact of one of those things being inside that luggage was rejection. And I, as a pastor and counselor, I deal with the people having that issue so very much in their lives. And so I would like to ask you this question. And the question is, does God use all your excess baggage from your past to help his people today? And does it help them become who they really should be?
Ooh, that's a great question. Evangelist Hirsch?
Absolutely. All the stuff that he brought you through, brings us through, is for other people. Because what happens is the experience that he brought you through is for you, is for them, because had I not been through that experience, when he brings those people to me, I wouldn't be able to relate to them. And broken people need people to be authentic to them, to be able to relate to them. And especially in the church, if you have somebody that's been rejected, they want to know that somebody can relate to them instead of saying, let me lick my finger and let me see where I can find your example in the Bible. They want to be somebody that can be transparent and real so they can be healed.
Well, I think
love
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's a beautiful answer. I was thinking as you were speaking on that, because you spoke about the people in the church, but I began to think about men and women that are in relationships that may walk through this same kind of spirit of rejection and hurt. And once they're rejected, a lot of the times they don't have a pathway to take from that. And you spoke earlier about how you basically had to just really trust God and get along with God so that he can guide you, more or less. Would you give that same advice today to some of the people that are listening today?
Is that absolutely, because what happens is, like when you say two broken people get together, you're cutting each other. Two broken people are cutting each other. And in order to be beneficial to anybody else without wounding them, because broke people break people and hurt people hurt people. So it'd be better for us to spend time in isolation to deal with our stuff, because we all have stuff. And then come back to that person if you're still with that person. Come to that person, and then you can truly love somebody in your wholeness. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you so much, Dr. Holliday, for joining us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Minister Evangelist Hirsch. We so appreciate you. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. We do have another caller. I'm not sure if this is one of our previous callers or not, but I want to transition you in. Area code 484, last 4 digits 5223. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Evangelist Hirsch.
Good evening. I have thoroughly enjoyed the conversation and the dialogue between you and Evangelist Hirsch. I have a question for Evangelist Hirsch. As a spiritual leader who had a public tsunami in a private type of way, how would you advise a pastor who's gone through a divorce and lost members? How would you admonish him or her to handle the healing process while leading while bleeding?
I would say for that pastor to spend time with God, to get intimate with him, and to be honest with God, because he already knows, because he knows every hair on our head. And to be honest with the man or the woman, what they feel, separated from the church to the man or the woman, and deal with God intimately with yourself. With your congregation, the congregation that's still there, be transparent, be honest. Don't try to be strong, but be honest and tell them truly how you feel. And so it's time for people to be real so they can be healed. Be honest to the situation. Be honest to how you feel. Be honest with everything. And then you will find that when you trust God in the situation, he's going to use it for his glory. All of it is going to be used for his glory. Nothing is going to be wasted. And you'll be amazed when you trust him with it, what he gives birth to it.
Okay. I have one more question, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
That's okay.
Please go right ahead.
All right. Just like you, I lost everything. I had a 4-story home, could not maintain it after the separation and divorce, was forced to downsize. It was the very first home I ever owned. I had a custom built for my family, lost it all. But I can say that in the midst of it all, God has been faithful. I went from 2,700 square feet to 1,200 square feet. But I will say that the peace, the strength, and the, I could just say the serenity that I experienced today is so much of a blessing. It far surpasses what my imagination could have thought. I would say that it took me a while to get over the anger, the pain of the situation, but I'm open and receptive at this point to consider marriage once again. What would you say to an individual who has been broken, like you said, went through the process of alienation, went through the process of healing, especially being a pastor? It's not good for a man to be alone, especially when leading a congregation. So what would you say, what would be your, I guess you could say your, based upon your experiences, what would you convey to a pastor leading a flock, knowing that he needs to have someone by his side to pray with him, to get in the foxhole with him, to look out for him, because it's difficult, it's a challenge ministering in other houses of worship when it's not just the anointing that attracts the crowd, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest is, do the work, and you have done the work for the healing and the forgiveness, that you forgive that person, that you have forgiven that person, and that you have forgiven yourself, and you have allowed God to direct your steps. So as far as going into your next season for the next person, for the first lady that's going to come into that situation, you have to be honest with the person you got to be honest what you need. You got to be able to get with a person that's going to be able to accept your past, your now, and your future, who's going to be able to encourage, edify, and empower the man himself and the pastor himself, the person that is truly walking in her birthrights, who's truly has your best interest, who truly can be nurturing for you and for your congregation and not just about themselves, who can cover you while you're preaching because you're in warfare, who can cover you and love you through the process, and that you guys can be a team together.
Those are some good words of wisdom, Evangelist Hurst, and I've actually invited Dr. Apostle Linda Holliday, who is also a pastor, to chime in if she desires to do so with some additional thoughts for the pastor, because we want to make sure that your question, and Evangelist Hurst is doing a phenomenal job, but just wanted to give another point of view potentially or some additional nuggets that would support you.
Yes.
I can also piggyback. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, Pastor Hurst. Go ahead.
And also, when in ministry, and any ministry, a lot of times we let our loneliness take over, and we get attracted to people, and we know that they cannot go where we're going. We know that they can't cover us. We know that they can't be that person that God has called them to be. But let God bring that person to you, because that person has to be your rib. They have to fit perfectly, and he's the only one that knows what we truly need. We want something because that's what we want. The flesh wants one person, but we have to be honest with what we truly need in this season. You have to know exactly what's important for your congregation, what's important for you as a man. You have to be honest with what you truly need and be okay with it if it doesn't look like what you're used to having. If that makes sense.
It makes sense to some degree, but I want you the thing is, I understand that for God to bring me something or someone, I shouldn't say something, for God to bring me someone, there has to be the nature of the hunt on my part.
Correct.
So
correct.
Either findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. So he's not going to bring it to me. Because, you know, I'm going to have to I'm positioning myself right now. I'm taking on the mindset right now, doing the things right now, because I lived as a single man for some time. So in order to transition into being a husband, that means there's some things that will have to change, but I'm starting to embrace those changes now.
Amen.
Well, I want you to know, Pastor, you matter, your concerns matter. So what I'm going to do is I close out the show. I'm going to transition the three of you into our green room. I'm going to transition you into our private area, our green room, where you can speak further privately as I officially close out the show. So I'm transitioning you over, and please feel free to continue the dialogue. I thank our global listening audience for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Wow. We've had such a rich dialogue on this subject of becoming your true, authentic self. I thank each and every one of our callers for the interaction and the richness around the saying. You know, I want you to know that growth doesn't just happen. We need to have a growth plan in order for us to move to the next level of our potential and the actualization of that. It requires a plan. And so I want to ask this question as we close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What will you do differently to get greater results, to get different results? And I want to give you a resource tool that is a great support. One-on-one coaching is a winning partnership. And for those that sign up between now and March the 15th, I'm celebrating my birthday in March, and so I'm giving empowerment away. You sign up now and you qualify for a complimentary month of one-on-one coaching. The value is $450. For additional details, call the Coach Adams team at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you can email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. If you want to continue the conversation with us, the dialogue, and you didn't have an opportunity to ask your question, make a comment, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open page. It's a group that all are welcome to join. So we encourage you to make that connection through Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. I can be reached through social media, Instagram, Coach Adams for You, Twitter, Coach Adams for You, again through Facebook, Motivational Mondays Forum, and the Facebook page for Coach Adams. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We want you to know that I have a full circle of empowerment and resource tools to support you on your journey to win. Group coaching, one-on-one coaching, speaking, teaching, training, all of that is available for you. Want more information? You've got the contact information. To learn more about me, Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. And we thank you again for tuning in. And for now, we say ciao. Well, we want you to know we'll be right here, same channel, next week for receiving your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. And we thank you so much for tuning in.